It is live and local now. Kevin Wall, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Good to have you with us. It is Monday. Okay, over the weekend, another terrorist attack in the UK, this time in London. London Bridge, no less. And I must tell you, Megan, this it's heartbreaking. These are people that were just out having fun on a Saturday night.
And it was just people at a concert just weeks before. And it was people on the Westminster Bridge just weeks before. And it was the incident in front of the palace just weeks before. And it was the beheading of the army, the military young man just year before. And they're acting like this has nothing to do with Islam.
Well, now at least Theresa May has come out. And in fact, let's go to cut one real quick. I'll let you hear a little bit of Theresa May, and it's kind of the three-prong approach they're talking about now in the UK, which is a lot different than the way they've dealt with this stuff before. Here it is.
We need to work with allied democratic governments to reach international agreements that regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremist and terrorism planning. And we need to do everything we can at home to reduce the risks of extremism online. It will only be defeated when we turn people's minds away from this violence and make them understand that our values, pluralistic British values, are superior to anything offered by the preachers and supporters of hate. We believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face, as terrorism breeds terrorism, and perpetrators are inspired to attack not only on the basis of carefully constructed plots after years of planning and training, and not even as lone attackers radicalized online, but by copying one another and often using the crudest of means of attack.
Okay, so what do you think? Anything new there other than the problem is in cyberspace and it's not really out there?
No, it's continued capitulation. You know, it sounds really nice and it sounds really fancy, but you know what? If she really wanted to uphold British values and British culture, she would get rid of the radicalized mosques. She would close down the mosques, not the internet. She would open up the no-go zones and she would close down the no-go zones. And she would get the jihadists, 23,000 they know of, walking around the streets of the UK, known. Being followed. Why are you following terrorists? Why aren't you expelling terrorists?
Good point. Let me just ask you, though. We've got the First Amendment and we've got the Constitution. We've got all these different things. So we have to be careful of people's rights. Okay. In the UK, they don't have a lot of that. I mean, they don't have the same constitutional safeguards that we have. Against illegal search and seizure and all those other things. That's the reason. I mean, the Brits have been doing this for centuries, and that's why we said we wanted something different.
The Brits are shutting down people that are outspoken against Islam, Kitty Hopkins.
Yes.
Kicking her off the news as an outspoken critic of Islam. We see what Islam is breeding in the no-go zones and in the mosques in London beyond.
Do you think that this will be the tipping point in the UK, that maybe they will finally start getting serious about this thing?
Well, from her words, I don't trust that she's truly seeing the fact, and she's allowing no-go zones and 23,000 jihadists to walk around. They should be rounding them up, putting them in solitary confinement, deporting them to wherever they need to go.
Wow.
But not within their cities. Why would you tolerate? Why would you tolerate hate speech, right? Isn't this hate speech to kill the infidel wherever you find them amongst you? One of the attackers in London was a KFC worker and who was considered by his neighbors to be just a lovely young boy who nearly decapitated a woman on the bridge.
That's amazing. And by the way, you think that's the last terroristic act in the UK? Don't bet on it. You want to join us, you can. 844-263-8232. The Trump response We went after the mayor of London, mm-hmm. who said there's nothing to fear.
It's just par and parcel, nothing to fear. Nothing, you know, this is just par and parcel, according to the Muslim Mayor Khan of London, of terror in a big city. Well, you know where they don't have terror in big cities? Like Tokyo, they don't have terror. You know, Warsaw, Prague.
Belgrade.
You know why? Because they have little to no Muslim immigration. Where you see an increase in Muslim demographics, you see an increase in terror attacks. That's just a fact, Jack. So how many more do you want to import?
You want to join us, you can. In fact, let's go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Go right ahead, Gary.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Megan.
Hey, Gary.
I just want to add my, what do you call it, crazy twist on things. Why do we have so much respect for terrorists when they're shot by the police? What do they do? They release the bodies to the family eventually so they can have a decent Muslim burial. Why not bury them at sea? I heard that's really insulting to them. Why can't we use psychology? You know, I don't know about in this country, but in England, they don't have all the freedoms, the religious freedoms and the freedom of speech and whatever. If she's really serious that enough is enough, then why don't they, what do you call it, bury their bodies in the middle of the ocean or something worse?
What do you think?
Well, there is a lot of, you know, truth to that on how you make a display in order that their martyrdom is not met with 72 virgins.
God. More to come. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844-263-8232. We got a lot of other stuff that is brewing. We got what's going on in London. But also, as the terrorists were attacking London Bridge, they were getting ready for the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. We'll talk about that. Also, Susan Rice was on with George Stephanopoulos. You're not going to believe what she was talking about. We will get to that and a whole lot more. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local now. It is live and local now. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. With real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations for the everyday low price of $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. Real water, taste and feel this difference. Let's get to some phone calls. A lot of folks want to talk about the terrorist attacks.
Good.
There's a lot of stuff out there to talk about. In fact, let's go to Mike in Reno, listening on 99.1 FM Talk, Jerry Evans' great radio station. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. This is the only subject that I totally agree with Megan on for some reason. Everything else we disagree. If a country, these countries, how you doing, Megan?
Good, how are you?
You sound good today.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
No,
good.
You do too.
If these countries think that they could bring in another religion and another sub-race of people in the millions, a virulent religion, and think they're going to survive, they're insane. And they are. There are millions of these people in these countries. She didn't mention Islam because she's scared to death. There are millions of them. My policy is I agree with Megan. Yeah. Listen, to defend freedom, you have to curtail it. It's not a contradiction. If you want to defend diversity, you have to restrict it. Self-defense is more important than defending Muslims. What values, and Megan is right, is this woman talking about? To coddle and endear these people who want to slit their throat? To have one Manchester United, a play on the football team? Here's the bottom line, Kevin. You're going to have to make a decision, and Trump is starting to make it. Either you defend an ideological position like freedom of speech, or you defend your own culture. You know, a cell or a human being has protection. It can't be open to everything. It can't be free to forces that will take it over. It's called cancer. We have to protect ourselves. This is a war that's been going on 1,400 years. And by the way, we have to restrict the left, too, because they're killing us. We're our own worst enemy. The filth that they put out combined with this right-wing attack. Let me tell you what this is. We, you know, Western civilization really ended with World War One. We never recovered from World War One. Those two wars in the first half of the 20th century totally depleted us. And we're never going to recover from it, fighting amongst ourselves. This planetary force of Islam is a right-wing religious movement countering not only Christianity, because we're in a post-Christian world, but countering the decadence and decline of the West. And we have to restrict our own decay and them. And we're not going to do it. I'm a pessimist by nature. I told you, I think it's over. Our only hope, if at all, is the Eastern Slavs. What?
Mike, hang on. Let's get a response from Megan.
Well, there was a lot there. You kind of went off. But initially, the premise of what we agree on is self-preservation. And they have allowed this cancer to metastasize within their own borders to a point where they have 23,000 jihadists walking around who could explode themselves at any given time in any given station, in any given airport, at any given venue. 23,000.
You just had 1,500 people stampeding in northern Italy over fear of this thing. We're being eaten alive. Here's what I do, Kevin. While we can, I close the mosques, and I say to Saudi Arabia, it was nice what Trump said to him, kumbaya, we love you. And I'm going to say to Saudi Arabia, we can bring down buildings too. You know that mosque, that big mosque in Mecca? You know what they worship. You know what the Kaaba or Kaaba is, K-A-A-B. It's a meteorite. They worship a meteorite. And I would tell them, and I would say, you want all-out war? We will destroy you, occupy your country. And I think we should really now get mad and start to threaten. I've had it. I see what's coming. I think we're done here. And that's the only thing. And Trump, that Supreme Court better agree with Trump.
Well, you know, it's not often that Mike and I, you know, agree on many points, but the point is, there is a Salafism, Wahhabism that is taught in these mosques that is a radical interpretation and a Saudi Arabia-funded interpretation. When they pulled away from Qatar, that was the first move. There are plenty other moves that need to be made in this game of chess.
Qatar.
I call it gutter.
Others call it Fender or Gibson. Oh, you mean like guitar? Yeah.
The positioning of Saudis with Qatar, as well as Yemen, as well as others that agreed to pull out Egypt, et cetera, and reduce the sugar, that like a sanction from Egypt. These are the things that we need to strike at the pocketbooks of where this funding of this terrorist network comes from in every direction.
Let's go to Susan in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk the Rocks. I'm Kevin. That's Megan. What's up?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Listen, I just want to add a positive note here, getting away from all the terrorist stuff. I just want to say kudos to Nikki Haley because, you know, she wasn't a Trump supporter to begin with. I think she went with Rubio and I think maybe Cruz. But she's turned out to be a very smart, strong, and loyal person to Trump's agenda. And that's what we need in this country. And I love this woman.
Susan, I want everybody to hear what I thought was the best explanation of the so-called Trump doctrine.
Awesome.
Relative to climate change. Listen to this.
Does the president believe in climate change, Ambassador?
He believes the climate is changing, and he believes pollutants are part of that equation. And I know how that he is absolutely intent on making sure that we have clean air, clean water, that he makes sure that we're doing everything we can to keep America's moral compass in the world when it comes to the environment. We've done that in the past. We'll do it in the future. It's what the U.S. does. It's what we'll continue to do.
That seems to be a difference from what the president has said before. He had said, I do not believe in climate change, and he has called it a hoax. So you're saying that's not true. He believes in man-made climate change.
The president believes the climate is changing, and he does know that pollutants are a part of that equation.
Just to clear up a little of the confusion, so he believes that human activity, which creates those pollutants, leads to climate change.
Is John, I just gave you the answer. I mean, that's what he believes, and so that's as clear as I know to give it. Uh-huh. You know, we can all weigh this out, but at the end of the day, watch what the president does. What he is doing is making sure that we have jobs for American citizens, but also making sure that we have a clean environment.
By the way, this lady is a rock star.
Yeah.
I mean, and can I tell you, of all the cabinet appointments, she was way down the list for me of people that I thought, oh, now this one's got potential. She's phenomenal.
Yeah, she's very clear. She speaks with convictions and simply, right? Just matter-of-factly. She's great. She's great. And she's on our side.
I just love that. Go to Don. Don, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. That is Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Good morning, Don.
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry. I was having Taco Bell while I was listening.
God bless you.
This is off the topic, but I was your last caller last time you were talking about the president's budget. And the part about him cutting the disability plan kind of scares me because I'm a recipient of Social Security disability. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are probably scamming that program, but I'm not one of them. I have actual physical proof of my disabilities. And the thing that kind of gets me is that I hear a lot of conservatives and Republicans grousing about that, about people being on there and calling it welfare, when we've had to pay into that involuntarily for 30 years, us and our employers. And if we happen to need it at that time, I just think it's really wrong to do that. And it gives Republicans, like I'm an independent. The reason I'm not a Republican is because of people who act like that.
Well, and who act like the legislatures just did on the Republican Party to hold the ESAs. As far as the cuts are going to come from, what I think we're going to see is more the system flush with more money because of all the fraud that is being removed from the disability system. And part of this budget, he is removing the ITIN refunds, which I covered, which amounts to billions of dollars. So I think what you're going to see is your utilization will become better. And if you have proof that you have a disability that meets the requirements, then you will receive your benefits.
And am I right that during the recession, a lot of folks who ran out, who got to 99 weeks, went from unemployment to Social Security disability? Mm-hmm. Are you okay? Are you okay on eliminating those people from the rolls?
Oh, absolutely. Right. And when I see those ambulance chasers on TV, it makes me angry that they're trying to profit from Social Security disability.
Okay. Okay. And by the way, I think I may have flipped him. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no. And well, there's so much fraud in the system, so many people on the system. And as Mukasey, the budget director, he is.
Mick Mulvaney.
Yeah. Mulvaney said it very clearly. He goes, people are talking about cuts. It's a cut if we spend the same amount as we did last year. They're going to say it's a cut if we don't spend $106, if we just keep it at $100. And so, I think we also have to be very leery of, it's not necessarily a cut to existing. It's a cut in what the projection they wanted to get as far as an increase.
You want to join us. You want to be a part of the show. You can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now. 844-263-8232. That's 844-263-8232. You have a statement, or if you have a question. Either way, it's fine. By the way, I've got a question for you. Need to sell your house? Spring is here, and the home buying season is getting hot. So if you want to get top dollar for your house, you need to call my friend John Stevenson at John Stevenson Real Estate. He's the only agent I know of that will guarantee to sell your house at a price and time you agreed to, or he'll give you $5,000 for not doing his job. Now, John's developed an exclusive marketing system proven to get you more money. In fact, he has so many approved buyers that lots of times he can sell your house before a sign ever goes in the ground. Case in point, using his system, he took a house that was on the market for a year with no acceptable offers. He listed, used his system, and then sold it for full price in less than a week. That's right, full price in less than a week. Now, his system gets the best offers. And this spring, we're seeing multiple offers, and that means bidding wars. That means you make the most money from your biggest asset. So don't take chances with your equity. Call John Stevenson Real Estate. Do it right now. Don't wait till later. Call right now. 775-600-SOLD. That's 775-600-SOLD. Oh, and did I mention? There are no contracts, no obligations. If you're not happy, if you change your mind, he'll let you out of the program. So call right now, 775-600-SOLD. That's 775-600-SOLD. This just in. No, it's not just in. It's from yesterday. The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, same committee that's going to hear from James Comey on Thursday, says, quote, there's no smoking gun, unquote, in the Russian collusion investigation, and that Hillary Clinton leaped to conclusions when she said Americans, quote, guided, unquote, the Kremlin's meddling in the 2016 election. Quote, there's a lot of smoke, says Mark Warner, Democrat from Virginia, said it on State of the Union yesterday. We have no smoking gun at this point, but there is a lot of smoke. Warner also didn't back up Clinton's assertion that Americans helped the Russians in how best to weaponize information to hurt her during the presidential election. Warner said there's no, quote, foolproof, unquote, evidence yet that Russians paid internet trolls to target the fake news to certain states and demographics. So nobody seems to have, Megan, any evidence of collusion.
That's because no evidence exists. It hasn't existed for 7 months. Yet we're having investigations based on no evidence. So what are we investigating?
Smoke.
Correct.
Smoke and mirrors. That's smoke right. And mirrors. Cassius, you're up next. You're on with Megan Barth. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Good morning, and my compliments to Megan Barth, along with physical beauty. She has something even more important, which is a beautiful mind. And her concise, cogent analysis of what should be done in terms of the West dealing with jihadists is just very poignant. And I would just reiterate what she said. You have 23,000-24,000 potential jihadists that are known within Great Britain. The obvious solution is to deport them. If they're citizens, you revoke their citizenship and then deport them. I don't see what is more simple and more beautiful and actually sane, more sane than that analysis. So my compliments to you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Just out of curiosity, Cassius. Whoops, I think we lost him.
Oops.
But the question, could we do that here?
Yeah, of course. And we were just talking about this before we came on, right?
Yeah.
And the problem is we've treated jihadists in our own country as criminals. Thank you, Eric Holder. When they're actually enemies of the state. If they are working on behalf of a political ideology or ISIS as an army, they are an enemy of the state. But instead, we were calling it workplace violence down in Fort Hood. That set the tone.
But let me ask you.
And that tone needs to be changed.
Okay. But people... That, and we've seen this with different terrorist attacks here in the. There are people that had jobs,
and they were soldiers of ISIS.
So they're working at a Winchell's donut shop.
Yep.
But at night they're making bombs in their basement.
Correct.
And you're saying we can just
they're making bombs,
right.
And as an enemy of the state, they are a soldier of another state.
And you're saying we can just go pick them up and deport them.
Deport them, or send them to Gitmo, or try them for treason against the United States.
Wow. That sounds like it's going to be a busy week for the Department of Justice.
The number one duty of our government is to protect us from terrorists, foreign and domestic, enemies, foreign and domestic. This is their primary duty, and cleaning up the voter rolls.
Did you get a chance to see any of the clips from Manchester?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I didn't watch it, but I did catch the clips on Daily Mail online, etc. Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool.
No, it was. Kudos, right? Kudos. But we can have all the concerts, we can light all the candles, we can have all the hashtag campaigns, but until they're driven out of those countries, we will continue to have hashtag campaigns.
And by the way, in places like Germany, where they've accepted 1 million, it was originally 800,000, mm-hmm. but then that jumped to 1 million refugees from predominantly Muslim countries.
Mm-hmm. And predominantly men. Yeah. Middle-aged, or excuse me, young, millennial-aged yeah. men who like women, who reproduce at 4 to 1. So it is a demographic, cultural suicide that Angela Merkel just imported into her country.
Okay. Final minute. Mm-hmm. Kathy Griffin, tearful news conference on Friday. I'm being victimized by the Trump administration. They're trying to destroy my career. What do you think? Crocodile tears for Kathy Griffin?
Typical progressive woman blaming everybody else but herself.
And she's a victim. She's a victim.
You know, it must pay a lot to be a victim these days, because they can actually turn around and be the aggressor and have absolutely no accountability for bullying. What Kathy Griffin did was vile. She's obviously sick. She should seek help, not a counselor, not a lawyer, but a counselor. And she probably already has many. But this is not funny. But you know what? I have to say, Kevin, the first time I laughed was at that press conference when I saw Kathy Griffin on TV. First time I laughed at Kathy Griffin was when I saw her at that press conference. She finally made me laugh.
She's a great D comedian. I mean, she's not.
What's lower than the D list?
I don't know, man. But she, when I saw her get teary eyed, and I just wanted to puke.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Hey,
he broke me. I'm like, girl, you were already broken. You just cracked.
Where can people find you?
ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe on Facebook and on Twitter.
You gonna be doing anything soon?
I'm writing today on London.
And you and Wayne are going to be on beginning what, on Thursday?
Tuesday. I'm always on with Wayne on Tuesday at 4:15 Pacific time. And we're moving to 5:15 because we're going to be on TV starting Thursday.
Newsmax.
Yeah, Newsmax.
I just love that. I love that. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. That's going to do it for the show. I can't believe we've run through. We've done this all. Oh, my God. We'll tell you what happened at the close of the 79th Nevada legislature. That's tomorrow, live and local now.